Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Anthony and the Imperials bringing us back 17-2. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question right there on the homepage, and watch the video. How about that, folks? Have you seen the video? We've got our video in the website, and of course you can also go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, and see all of our videos. And we got more to come, and we're going to be developing out the video portion of the website even more than we have right now. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Mike Menzies has given us over the years, over the last almost 14 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, helping us understand how to be better customers of bankers and how to have a better relationship with our banker, especially independent community bankers. And folks, you know how I feel, and I've been saying this now for 14 years. I've been telling you that if you're a small business owner, you must have at least a relationship, if not your primary banking relationship, with an independent community bank. Mike, now that we got that straight, everybody in my audience has a relationship with an independent community bank, because you know they do what I say. So how do we do a better job of maintaining a good relationship?
Well, James, first of all, you know, this is an environment where community banks do have money and they do want to lend. They're anxious to lend. And the reason is because the interest rate environment is one where they're really basically hardly making any money at all on deposits that can't be reinvested in their community. So lending is critical. Now, with that said, not that small businesses should become experts in banking, but it's important that small businesses understand the new needs of the community banking industry. And those new needs are to conform with a regulatory paradigm, a regulatory perspective that says you better be able to show me that your customers can repay their debts. You better be able to show me that you've taken time to determine that that real estate loan that you've made is not underwater. And that regulatory paradigm is driven by the very simple logic that they don't want to see banks with assets on their books that are soft and that are weak and that could compromise the capital of the community bank. And capital has clearly been...
If I'm one of those customers with that soft loan, I don't think it's soft. I mean, I'm making my payments, and I know maybe I'm upside down a little bit, but I'm still in business. I'm not going anywhere, and I don't think about it that way. I don't think about my loan with you that way. I think, hey, this is the business. This is the building I'm in. I own it. You're financing it, and I'm going to keep working, and we're going to be partners together. That's the way I think about it.
A really good point, and because you think about it that way, the three most important determinants of a loan relationship, sort of like real estate, is location, 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 and
right.
Small business lending is communication, communication, communication. Make certain you're communicating with your community banker and with your loan officer, and that you really have a relationship with them. It's not one of these deals where you get a notice 60 days or 90 days before your loan matures and is about to be renewed, and then you say, well, this has been on the books for 5 years. It's a non-issue. I've been paying it as agreed. I'm not going to take any time to worry about it or to put together a good set of financials. It's important that when loans are renewed, when small businesses are stressed at all, meaning overdrafts or delinquencies, that they communicate immediately. What happens in this environment is that if a small business is stressed to some extent, they don't have time for the banker. They're focusing on solutions. They're focusing on ways to manage overhead, to increase revenues, and not spend a lot of time trying to make bankers happy. And that can create an environment where all of a sudden, between the regulator, the banker, and the customer, the banker's also stress trying to get enough financial information to come up with a strategy to make the loan work. And community bankers do want the loans to work. I mean, they're constantly out there finding ways to match the loan cash flow of the business.
One of the things, Mike, that I've been telling my audience, and I learned this myself, and folks, I learned this the hard way. I promise you, I've learned it the hard way. And that is that there's a phone call that's going to be made between you and your banker. There is going to be a call that will be conducted between you and your banker. And get used to making that call yourself. Make that call when things are going good. Say, hey, just checking on you. How you guys doing over there? Yeah, we're doing good. And make that call when things are not going so good. Hey, Mike, this is Jim. I could use your help. Can I come over and see you this afternoon? Folks, the call will be made. Make sure you dial the number. You make the call. Because once the banker calls you when things are not going well, that's you behind the eight ball. That's not a good scenario. If I could give people any advice about banking, that I think that would have to be the most important one.
Yeah, I think, you know, and that's one of Dr. Covey's seven habits is to be proactive and to accept personal responsibility for that communication.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, I got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to take a quick one. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust out of Eastern Maryland. And we're going to be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mike to talk to us about some of this, some of the other regulatory environment that he's facing and how that affects his small business customers. Stay with us.
But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I've been long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.